The gunman, Scott Beerley, had a disturbing pattern of behavior with women dating back to high school. Beerley resigned from the Army pending an investigation into inappropriate contact, and he faced two battery charges while pursuing his master's degree at Florida State University. Beerley didn't have a concealed weapons permit, but all of his firearms were bought legally. Tallahassee Police Chief Michael DeLeo says he's still unsure what led Beerley to that yoga studio.
You know, the big questions that obviously everyone still has is why Tallahassee, why the studio, and why those victims. So far, there is still no direct link between him and any of the victims, and there's no direct link between him and the studio.
Beerley kept detailed files dating back 15 years. These include journals and writings about his worldview and lashing out at women, and personal and professional records. DeLeo says the sheer amount of information on his computer alone could take a week to go through. He says there's several weeks to go, but adds he wants answers just like everyone else. For WFSU News, I'm Sean Mulcahy.